Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night on Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be doing some tarot card reading. And first I would like to talk about a little bit about what's going on with the planets and everything, about these solar flares and how they've been affecting a lot of different energies. I think that that they're getting closer, that the they're getting closer to the Earth, and we're going to start seeing a lot more power outages. I think it's because we're going into what they call Mercury retrograde, and we go into every 6 months. So that will soon be coming into order really soon. So we're going to start seeing a lot of changes there from what I've been looking at the astrology calendar for this month. Right now we're into Pisces this month, so everything's going to be very emotional for a lot of people. Just recently, there's been a lot of friends of mine that have had breakup relationships, and they've all come to me crying in an emotional state. So I think that we're going to start seeing a lot of emotional people this month, because Pisces is all about water, and he was dating a Pisces. So, yeah, when you have two water signs put together, you know, both of them can be very emotional and sometimes very dominating. I would read about everyone's horoscope tonight, but we don't have time for that. But what I do have time for is I wanted to bring in a caller from the 718 area, and his name's James Green. James, are you there? James?
Hello?
Okay, looks like that's the wrong phone here. Let me get this right. Oh, okay. Looks like we got the wrong one. It looks like we've lost him for some reason. We were going to bring on James, but I can't see his number on there. James is actually the founder of Neological Technologies. We were going to interview him tonight, but it looks like his number is not showing up here. So, James, if you can hear me, try calling in again. It looks like we got disconnected somehow. And then I clicked on another number. Until then, I'm going to bring on a caller from the 843 area, and we're going to go ahead and start the reading so we have time. 843 area, can you hear me? 843 area, do you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Okay, good. Good. Are you doing reading tonight?
Yeah, it looks like we're having some technical problems. I was having a friend call in tonight, but it looks like he's having a hard time getting through.
Okay.
But let's go ahead and start the readings.
Sure.
Do you have a question for me tonight?
I really just want to know some of the first things that come through about, I think the biggest two areas are love and business for me.
So you want to know more about business, you said?
Mm-hmm. And love would be the second one, like relationships.
Okay. And do you have, let's start with your love relationship first.
Mm-hmm.
Since that really stands out to me, I don't know why.
Okay.
Is there anyone particularly that you're interested in this month?
There is. There's someone that I'm aware of. I'm not sure if he's aware of me, but there is someone I'm aware of that I'm interested in and I feel a really strong connection to, and just intuitively feel like he may be coming into my life. But I would love to know more about, you know, his stand, if he's even aware of me. I don't know.
Okay. And what's this person's name?
Can I just give you the initials?
That's fine.
Okay, it's B-A.
B-A?
B as in, B as in, I guess, Dan. B.
Okay. And you just want to know if this person's interested in you.
Or if he feels a connection, he knows of me, I feel like. But I don't know. I tend to pick up things intuitively a lot. So, but I would love, I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping that he's aware of me. And
okay. Well, the card I pulled is the Two of Cups. Do you know what did the Two of Cups stand for?
It's funny because I actually pulled the Two of Cups today too. My definition of it was wanting to connect emotionally, but maybe not allowing it to happen. Or
yes. And basically what it tells me is that there is cooperation between the both of you. And there is a good form of a strong bond, a strong communication bond, and on emotional level, which why, you know, the cups always represent emotion. And he is very... actually very interested in starting a relationship. But he's not the type of person that just flies into it. He takes his time, does his research. He's also very intelligent. I can see that in the cards. You got the Ace of Wands. It means that he holds the knowledge in the relationship. He's successful in business. I'll give you that much. I see the Seven of Swords. I mean, he's successful in business as far as his mental capability of understanding things, in which a lot of people, you know, they have a hard time mentally with different things. So he's, you know, he's very intelligent. When it comes to relationships. I don't see any past life issues between the both of you. I feel like in this present time, you're going to have a very good turnout for relationships. I mean, if you think about it, why is it that some people stay in a relationship for only 2 weeks, or they only stay in a relationship for 6 months or 5 months or even a year or even 2 years, and then they break up. So but this relationship is actually going to last for a very long time.
Okay, good. So you do see interest on his part. Do you feel like he's doing research or trying to like investigate a little bit more on how to pursue this, or is there maybe the timing's just not right? Am I being impatient? Is that what it is?
Well, the reason why it's not the right timing is because we've landed in, starting going in, it's not the retrograde yet, but we're going into a retrograde, and communication's going to not be so good for a lot of people emotionally. And with everything that's going on with the shift, a lot of people are getting ready for their ascension, which means a lot of people won't be prepared for what is to come. It, you know, they won't know how to deal with certain relationships, certain emotional things. So right now they're dealing with their emotions right now, which is why we're in Pisces this month. It's all about, you know, dealing with your emotions. and releasing your emotions, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of like, for an example, I had a friend that recently just told me, he says, I don't want to see you anymore because I'm in a relationship and I really don't. I've had several friends tell me that, and it really hurt me bad. Because, you know, friends like to stay next to you. You know, a friend's not just somebody that comes into your life and then leaves you and just says, I don't want to see you anymore. But what it was telling me is that when they break up in their relationship, then they're going to see who their true friends are, and they're going to be able to deal with their emotions a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
See, people think it's just it's a bad thing to break up with their lover. They think, oh, you know, I'm not going to ever see them again. You know, they're going to move on with their life. No, a lot of it's because they're getting ready for their ascension,
mm-hmm.
and people are holding them back.
Okay.
Too many people hold them back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to deal with releasing that emotion that they've been holding in for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody random like that, I've never had. I mean, I've only known this friend for. I've only known him for 2 weeks. But yeah, you know, he cried his eyes on me.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was very shocking because I started doing research through astrology, and I started seeing that there's a lot of an emotional cleansing going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of signs.
Mm-hmm.
Like Virgo, Pisces, Libra, you know,
mm-hmm.
Cancers.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So with him specifically, do you see, I mean, what are you seeing with him specifically, just where he's at right now?
You mean career-wise or relationship-wise?
Just with me in general. Because I know it's just it's almost like the very, very beginning where I think we're both just kind of becoming aware of it, of each other. But I almost feel like both of us kind of saw each other coming.
Well, I think he's very aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's the same feeling that you were getting, is that
mm-hmm.
he's very aware, and you're just kind of, you're looking for validation, you know, and I think he's very aware, and I think that he's actually right now preparing himself for what is to come between you and his relationship.
Really?
You know? It's
mm-hmm.
like some people are ready, and then other people who aren't ready are ready. I mean, you're ready, but he's
mm-hmm.
not ready. So, but then when he's ready, you won't be ready. So, you know, you get into different kinds of situations in life where you feel like you're not ready. But when he feels like he is ready and you feel like you're ready, then you will come together, you know.
So he's more
so there is
he's preparing.
Obviously something holding him back.
Okay. And do you know what that is?
And I know you would agree with me on that. I think what is holding him back more than anything has to do with career. I think
mm-hmm.
it has to do with family. It has to do with a lot of outside pressure that he's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And then mostly it's emotional. So maybe he needs some emotional healing.
Mm-hmm.
Like my friend, you know, just needs time to release, time to deal with his emotions.
And so, but do you see his intention there, like him wanting to open those doors with me maybe soon?
I actually see it, yeah, I actually see it happening really soon. I mean,
mm-hmm.
now that we've actually talked about it, it's going to activate
mm-hmm.
something in his DNA, and I think that's how spiritually you and him are connected in that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is also what I think. Do you think some of my fears might be being projected onto him? Maybe we have some of the same fears. through. I see a lot of change coming with him. And I know occasionally I get, it's so overwhelming, I almost feel numb sometimes. Like I have to not think about him for a few days.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I say you guys are so spiritually connected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to say to somebody, honestly, you know, to say to somebody that they're actually your twin flame, to me, my interpretation on that would be too headstrong. It
mm-hmm.
would be place something on somebody that they don't feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was my big mistake, is placing something on somebody that they don't feel comfortable with. Because,
okay.
you know, they feel like they have to sign your contract.
Do you feel like he's a twin flame?
I think he is. Honestly, my interpretation is I think he's very spiritually connected to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it wouldn't be fair for you to go up and tell him this because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are not yet ready for that ascension yet. They're not ready for
mm-hmm.
that knowledge, information.
Okay.
When I told my ex that they were my twin flame, they couldn't handle it. They couldn't deal with it. So
mm-hmm.
my feeling on that would be that they're not ready for it yet. They're not ready for that energy yet. So they're going to repel from you.
Just wait until he kind of makes a move and decides to do it at his own pace and that kind of thing.
Exactly. But I think that as we are getting so closer to this ascension or wherever this is going in the spiritual, metaphysical world, I think a lot of people should know. Honestly, I think the voice should be heard, and I think this is a year of choice. And this is the year of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're true with each other and you both make a choice, a decision, it will be based on your truth.
Mm-hmm. But
he has to come to the realization sometime this month.
Mm-hmm. And
even though,
and
you know, you feel like something's holding him back right now.
I feel like maybe he feels like it's going to bring a lot of change too, and maybe it's the same thing. Maybe we're both feeling the same thing. Like it's almost overwhelming.
Yeah, normally twin flames do. You know, they always feel the same thing. They always think the same way. They always project the same thoughts. When one person is ready, the other one's not. When the other person is not ready, then the other one is. So it just kind of goes hand in hand with each other. And I think if you tell him that you're ready, then he'll tell you that he's not.
You think so?
And if you tell him that you're not, then he'll tell you that he is. So that's what happens.
Does
so there's definitely some kind of healing that needs to be taking place.
On both our ends or his end?
What's that?
On both of our ends or his end?
I can't hear you.
Would that be healing on both of our ends or just his end?
Well, I think, I think it goes hand in hand with each other, like I said, because
mm-hmm.
I think both of you need healing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, this is the way I feel. I feel that you are ready, but
mm-hmm.
he's not. And the reason why he's not is because of that contract that I was telling you about that he don't want to sign. Because it's a big step into relationship that frightens him.
Mm-hmm. So you really see that happening? Because I know you said that it should happen this month and that you see a relationship that would last for a while.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do see a relationship in your future with him
mm-hmm.
in this month. And but I am only telling you what he's feeling right now.
Mm-hmm. So maybe he's just working through stuff to get ready.
He's procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding back.
And it's just out of fear.
Yeah, it's the fear. You know, the fear of commitment.
Is that a fear of commitment?
Honestly, I think it is the fear of commitment, because my twin flame is the same way. It's like you've been hurt so many times, you don't want to get hurt again because it's the only thing special in your life that you don't want to let go. It's like getting close to a friend and you've known your friend for years and you're afraid that dark side's going to take over, and then they suddenly just push out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where a lot of people have that fear.
Do you see him getting over it, though?
Eventually, yeah, I do. I actually see him healing from that.
Mm-hmm.
And the more, like you said, the more you heal, the more he heals. The more you ascend, the more he ascends, you know. It's like you're both interconnected somehow.
And
it just depends on how they're being affected, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how they're being affected. If they're from the dark side, you know.
You don't see him being from the dark side, do you?
He could have had, he's not dark, but he could have had past lives that were.
Mm-hmm.
That's still connected to his quartz. That's usually where all the problems come from.
The cord?
Yeah, there's like a cord that's connected to our past lives, which affects our present. And what affects our present affects our future. And so somehow he needs to cut those cords.
Can I do it for him?
From the past.
If I did it for him, would that be against something?
Well, you would have to have his permission. You would have to meditate on it. You would have to ask your guides and your angels, you know, and ask his angels and guides and get his permission to heal through it. Because sometimes it's a process that they have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
For their ascension.
Okay.
It's not just something you can do, you know, because I've done it. And
I've had dreams about
him. It doesn't work
him.
That way.
I've had, like, really strong dreams about him, like, calling, and he actually, when he called, he would say, you know, are you coming? Are you coming yet? Like, he would ask me that. Or are you still coming, that kind of thing. So for a while, I thought it was me that maybe he was waiting on. So maybe I'm the one who's holding it up instead of me thinking that it's him.
Mm-hmm. So you've had dreams of him before?
Yeah, I've had two or three very, very clear vivid dreams, and I feel like if I'm having them, he's having them too.
Funny you should say that. I have two with mine.
Do you see him having dreams about me?
Yes, I do. You have a sacred place, you and him, where you meet in your dreams.
Really?
It's like your own sanctuary. It's kind of like with me in the astral world. I basically have a place where I meet mine, and it's only for us. It's only a sacred place. Where we can meet and talk, share information, you know, and yeah, I think that, like I say, that's how you two are spiritually connected in that way.
Okay.
And I can't say that twin flames can't be together, because they can. I've seen, I've read other people where they have been with their twin flame for years. you know, and they separated and then they got back together. So, you know, it's that whole distance thing, and then when they're ready for their ascension, then they just come back, they just come together.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So I can't say it's not possible, because it is.
But you do, you felt like something would happen soon, right? Like maybe he'll snap out of it and...
I'm sorry?
Something. You do feel like something will happen soon, like he'll connect physically soon?
Actually, yeah, I do. I actually do feel something happening. Now that you get that, yeah. I just got that feeling that something is going to happen.
Is it something specific? Like, will he just pick up the phone and call, or will we run into each other? Or I know the universe is trying to pull us together.
I think it's going to be a synchronicity. I don't think it'll be very obvious. It won't be an obvious thing. It will be more of a synchronicity.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like maybe that's something he's waiting on? Something just really natural to happen?
Yes.
Because I've seen him. I've actually seen him for the last 5 or 6 years, I think. I don't know if he's seen me that long, but I've kind of had dreams on and off about him for 5 or 6 years.
I have too, actually. And I've been talking with mine since 2009.
Yeah.
In dreams.
Was this the year where people are meeting their twin flames?
What's that?
Was this a year where people are kind of really connecting to their twin flames?
What year?
This year, are people really connecting to their twin flames?
Yeah, it started in 2011, because 2011 was the year of the twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year of the awakening and the year of completion.
Oh, well, that would make sense then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the completion is basically everyone is supposed to find their twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they break up with their soulmates, they don't understand why. You know, why has everything keep repeating itself in bad relationships? Because they're not seeing something yet.
In soulmate relationships or twin flame relationships?
In soulmates. Because they had other contracts with other souls.
Mm-hmm.
To be them, you know. It's just like people couldn't understand why this girl's father left his wife for his daughter's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is because his soul contract was to be with her, not with his wife.
Mm-hmm. So
and it was because people think that he was crazy, but he wasn't crazy. It's just something he felt that he had to do.
Mm-hmm. Soul contracts. Between him and I, do you see a soul contract?
Yeah, I do, actually. I actually see a twin flame contract with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's having a hard time dealing with it, what he feels.
Because he just doesn't understand it, or...
He don't understand it, yeah, and it frightens him.
So do you see it getting better when him and I actually run into each other?
I think that with the twin flame, from what I was reading, is that when the twin flames come together, it's usually for healing and balancing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually helping to balance each other and heal each other the more that you see one another and give each other strength.
Yeah, there's a good chance that with a little bit of time that he'll kind of just get out of, like, you know, just get over his insecurities a little bit.
Yes. So maybe I work on cutting his cords with
mm-hmm.
his past life.
Mm-hmm.
Work him, you know, help him through, meet with him in the dream world and talk with him and work on the cords.
Okay.
You know, work on what you need to work on in the past life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work with each other.
Right.
And don't procrastinate. You know, don't push away, because that's what mine did. It just kept getting more and more distant, more and more distant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it just kind of holds everything back after that. A lot
yeah.
of it's fear, you know.
I know. I can feel it. I don't know sometimes if it's coming from him or if it's really mine. I would like him to kind of snap out of it. I don't know what it is. I mean,
I don't think it's yours, because you wouldn't be talking about it if it frightened you.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a little bit of fear knowing that there's going to be a lot of change, but it's not so much fear where it's like, okay, don't do anything. It's more like I know that I'm going to be overwhelmed, but I also know that I'm going to have to go through that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
With him, it just feels like he's not moving. But I don't know. For all I know, maybe he's planning, like because he's a planner, or he's trying to come up with ways to connect. Or but there
that could be very possible too, because that's what mine's been doing.
Well, there's going to be points where I'll walk around, like if I'm at the store or something, I almost feel like he's watching. It's really weird.
Yeah, they do that. That's part of synchronicities.
Yeah, like you're in the same place at the same time, but maybe it's happened once where I've seen him and he didn't notice me.
I mean, everything you tell me is, I mean, you're preaching to the court here. You're preaching to me things that I already know and things that I've already experienced. You know? So, yeah, I completely understand what you're saying. Honestly. Are you there? Hello.